Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Face Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TIC-FM, and Light 100.5 WRCH. Aaron Kupek with you this Sunday morning, and we are pleased to be joined by the President and CEO of Bristol Health, Kurt Barwis, and Judith Stein, Executive Director of the Center for Medicare Advocacy, based in both Connecticut and Washington, D.C. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
We've all heard the ads for Medicare Advantage programs. What is important for seniors to know as they get set to select a plan? And I understand open enrollment begins October 15th.
Starting October 15th and running through December 7th, people who rely on Medicare to access health care can should choose their option for receiving Medicare coverage for 2021. And again, those dates are October 15th through December 7th. And during that period of time, one can decide whether you will be staying in or entering the traditional Medicare program, or deciding to enroll in or re-enroll in what's called a Medicare Advantage plan, which are private insurance plans that work to provide Medicare coverage. And so those options are all available to you for between October 15th and December 7th.
Judy, what are some of the considerations people should make when they select a plan?
Well, when deciding your Medicare option, you should weigh the value of being in traditional Medicare, in which pretty much all physicians, hospitals, nursing homes, and home health agencies and the like throughout the state will be available to you so that you can see virtually or otherwise the healthcare providers you want throughout the state of Connecticut and indeed nationally. Medicare Advantage is a set of private insurance plans. Those have set networks, groups of physicians, hospitals, and other providers. And you want to make sure if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan that all the physicians you see or may want to see should you get ill or injured would be available to you. Certainly make sure that the physicians and other healthcare providers and facilities, hospitals, home health agencies and nursing homes and the like that you use, at least make sure those are in the plan. That's the first thing to decide, because Medicare Advantage limits the physicians and providers, whereas traditional Medicare, if they participate in Medicare, which is almost all, you'll be able to use them. So make sure your physicians and all the other providers you use are in the Medicare Advantage.
Kurt, from the perspective of a healthcare network, why is this so important to select the right plan?
My own personal experience and the reason that I connected with Judy and her organization is because, you know, I get to see firsthand what happens when patients get snagged in a choice that may not be the best or most optimal one for them. And, you know, I'll give you this example. I hear these, you know, the ads are starting now, as you said. And the thing that strikes me and the experience that I have is that, you know, patients often get stuck waiting for authorizations under these Medicare Advantage plans. And that's the thing that's most prevalent in my mind. For example, some of these plans don't have authorization services on weekends and holidays. So one of the holidays, my staff called me and said, you know, we have three patients who have been sitting in the ER for 24 hours, literally on stretchers in hallways because we're getting pounded with, you know, with volume, waiting for authorizations to go to a long-term care facility. So I visited some of those patients, and And so, and talking to them, they don't necessarily realize, you know, what's happening and why the delay is. And of course, I try to explain that to them. But I think the thing that as a provider, as a health system, that is, you know, really important is that the folks that are going through this decision process reach out and get the right information, understand that plan's going to be there for them when they actually need them, that they have authorization services on weekends. And I think the best way to do that, to get the information, is to reach out and look and talk to organizations like the Center for Medicare Advocacy or the Choices Program, which Judy can provide a lot more detail about.
This system has been in place with some modifications over the years since 2003. Have you seen the private insurers kind of tightening the rules on patients over the years?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing, and I know Judy can speak more to this, is that you know, we've worked through scenarios where patients have repeatedly tried to get authorization for services and had them denied, and then have made that decision to switch back to traditional Medicare from Medicare Advantage. If you just go back 3 or 4 years ago, you could call the regional office in Boston, and as a patient, you know, file a complaint and then go through a process to make that switch. Well, if you're stuck in that situation now, there are really hard, fast rules about not being able to switch back to traditional Medicare to be able to get authorization for the services that you believe you need and your provider believes you need. So no question, the rules have changed, and there is a tightening of the rules, and it's a lot more strict.
I think some of the conventional thinking out there is that hospitals and other healthcare providers aren't a big fan of Medicare because the reimbursement rate is so low compared to private insurers. Is that incorrect, Kurt?
So I think we're all learning how to live on Medicare rates, in many cases, that's a problem for some facilities that are in high cost areas. But I think, as Judy said, just about. Yeah, I don't really know anybody that doesn't take Medicare, and we're learning how to do that. Yes, the rates are lower than commercial rates, and they're a little bit higher than Medicaid rates, but it's a balance that we all have to live with. And the most important thing is we take care of the communities we serve. And if you look at the population in Connecticut, and certainly within my service area, we have a significant senior population, and so we're happy to take those Medicare patients.
Judy, backing up a bit, when should Medicare start to appear on someone's radar?
I have to say that depends. Normally, most often, people think of Medicare, and it is true that it covers people who are 65 years of age or older. So as one approaches one's 65th birthday, or someone you know and care about or are helping is going to approach their 65th birthday, that would be when. And you can and should make sure you're enrolled in Medicare by 3 months before your 65th birthday, if at all possible. And you can do that by online. Go to medicare.gov and find the way to enroll in Medicare. Make sure you are enrolled in Medicare Part A, and you can choose to be in Medicare Part B as well. Just simply, I would say, make sure 3 months before one's 65th birthday that you get that organized. And it's also true that people who are under 65, but receive Social Security disability benefits are also eligible for Medicare after 24 months of receipt of those benefits. And they're often forgotten, but about 15%+ of the Medicare population qualifies because of disability, not because they are age 65 or older. So in summary, most people, as you approach your 65th birthday, get this in order and make sure you're enrolled in Medicare.
Is that when you are also offered the opportunity to enroll in an Advantage program?
Yes, it is. So Medicare is a big circle, and with which provides health coverage, insurance coverage, and within that circle are two options: the traditional Medicare program and then the option to get Medicare through a private insurance Medicare Advantage plan.
We've heard some of the ads, and they make Advantage programs sound as if they're the best thing since sliced bread. They include prescription coverage. They include dental coverage in some cases. What are some of these advertisements neglecting to mention?
First, let me say they don't mention that there's a limited a network, as we call it, insurance lingo, of providers. So only some doctors, hospitals, and the like will be available to you. That network can change during the course of the year, and it has in a major way in some years in Connecticut. They don't mention that, unlike in traditional Medicare, as Kurt indicated, you need prior authorization for many services. Much health care you need to, if you're moving from the hospital to a nursing home, if you're trying to see a specialist, you will need prior authorization in a Medicare Advantage plan, which you would not need in traditional Medicare. They don't mention the fact that very often the dental coverage is good in that it may allow you to get your teeth looked at and cleaned, which is good. But if they find a cavity or a problem, very few plans actually will cover getting that problem resolved. You also may pay a little bit more in some of the plans for the dental services that are available. Same thing for vision. They may pay a little bit towards eyeglasses, but how much, and are you paying more for that? They don't mention that there's a copay oftentimes, or at least sometimes, for home health services, which old people may not think they will need. But you buy this insurance, you enroll in these options, you get insurance to cover circumstances when you are sick and you might get injured. And you want to make sure that the Medicare Advantage option will be the best for you if some of those unexpected happenstances happen. We all get sick and we may get injured. They don't tell you the limitations on some of the new options available. I'll just mention some of those. So, for instance, meal service or home health aides, are those available to everybody in the plan? Do you have to pay extra? Is it only a limited amount of that? It is only after a hospital stay. So there's a lot of fine print that you want to make sure you know about. Please ask the Center for Medicare Advocacy or the Choices for Program for help. Don't just listen to advertising.
You are listening to Face Connecticut. We are talking to Judith Stein. She is Executive Director of the Center for Medicare Advocacy, along with Bristol Health President and CEO Kurt Barwis. Kurt, how would you assess the condition of the Medicare system currently as we deal with a healthcare system in this country that's kind of in flux?
Yeah, I think the traditional Medicare program is a really great choice for seniors because, as Judy says, it really does take care of all your needs, and I think you asked almost a world hunger question about assessing the healthcare system. As you said, we're truly in flux, and there's this incredible shift from just a volume of services to value of services, and so I think part of that shift involves, this underlying kind of goal of getting more people into Medicare Advantage plans so that there are pre-authorizations, there are screening processes in place, there is care coordination for folks who have chronic illness. Those things aren't necessarily happening appropriately, and that's where my concern comes in. I give you a great example. I live in the community where I work, and I had a senior that I use his business all the time, and I walked in the door and I could see that look on his face, and he just looked at me and said, I got this notice from my Medicare Advantage plan. I don't understand it. I've had an episode of illness, and my doctor tells me I need to have a CT scan, and I think there's a problem with scheduling it at the hospital. And so I look at the notice, and basically the notice says, listen, you know, we have up to 13 days to authorize this service, and we've decided we need another 13 days. So we're going to give you a decision on whether we're going to authorize this service at the end of the month. And that can happen. And it's from my perspective, that shouldn't be happening. If a physician decides that their patient, through, you know, their assessment, needs to get healthcare services, they shouldn't have to wait, you know, two waiting periods for authorization to get that. It should happen much more seamlessly. What we need to have in this country is have Medicare Advantage authorizations match that of traditional Medicare, so that folks aren't caught in this kind of a situation.
Judy, do you see steering going on where the government or some of these private insurers are trying to steer people into Medicare Advantage programs and away from traditional Medicare?
Regrettably, yes. Just by the fact that even on this call, we're hearing, you know, what plan should you choose? They've really changed the language and the mindset about Medicare being a set of plans and that you should choose a plan. And the digital online tool that the Medicare agency has to help people make a Medicare option for the coming year is called the Medicare Plan Finder. And if you go there, it will direct you to make a choice of plans or Medigap. Medigap is the insurance that you might purchase in order to fill the gaps for traditional Medicare, help pay the cost sharing. So we at the Center for Medicare Advocacy indeed have been very concerned that over the course of the last 3 years, marketing rules, consumer protections have been loosened up, and there's been a lot more emphasis on the notion to choose a plan and emphasis on the value of Medicare Advantage, making it easier for one-stop shopping if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, and in many ways, helping and encouraging people to think of Medicare as a Medicare plan and to enroll in or stay in a Medicare plan rather than consider or stay in traditional Medicare.
Do you recommend people assess their needs every year at open enrollment time? Is there an option just
Absolutely.
To kind of let it ride?
There is that option, but that's a really good question, Aaron. All too often, in fact, people do not make a change once they enroll in a plan. In fact, the Kaiser Family Foundation tells us that there's only about 10% of the population in Medicare that changes a plan once they choose one. So this whole notion of choice is really not accurate, because people don't keep making a choice, and they actually do need, if they're in a Medicare Advantage plan, to make sure that it's going to serve them in the coming year. The physicians and the other healthcare providers may well change from year to year. By the same token, the prescription drug benefit and what it will cover, what drugs are on its formulary, or what's known as a formulary, the list of drugs that will be covered, and how much they will cost you, will change from year to year. So while this has made Medicare much more complex, it hasn't necessarily, in fact, led to people making choices. And they indeed need to attend to that to make sure that they are going to have the drugs covered and the physicians and healthcare providers they need if they're in a plan for the next coming year.
Judy, can you just briefly explain the intersection of Medicare and Medicaid? I know Medicaid covers a lot of lower income folks who aren't near Medicare age, but when you get to be a bit older and have to maybe go into a nursing home, Medicaid can kick in if you can't afford some of that care, correct?
That's true. And by the as well, Aaron, people can be what's known as dually eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid during their lifetime, even if and when they are not in a nursing home. So yes, Medicaid is a program for lower income folks who have medical necessity and medical needs to provide health insurance through the public Medicaid program for lower income people. It is not based on age. It is based on income. Medicare, on the other hand, is not based on income. It is based on attaining age 65, this is a generality, and or having received Social Security disability benefits being younger than 65, having received those benefits for 24 months. So in summary, you can be eligible for Medicaid because of income, and then due to disability or attaining age 65, also become eligible for Medicare, or vice versa, be eligible for Medicare and become low enough income for one reason or another that you also can look to Medicaid. Medicaid is supposed to pay after Medicare. And so Medicare is primary for people who qualify for both Medicare due to age or disability and Medicaid due to lower income.
If people want to learn more about this topic, and frankly, if they're looking for some help, if they are trying to figure out what to do for the new year, where can they go?
Thank you very much for that question. In Connecticut, we're quite blessed because we have a very excellent state health insurance and assistance program. That's a network of national programs that helps people free with confidential counseling, education, and assistance to choose and from and navigate all this Medicare plans and traditional Medicare and Medigap and Medicaid. You can reach the Choices program. In Connecticut, those programs are called Choices, and I'm going to give the 800 number, which is a statewide number, 1-800-994-9422. And that's the Choices program, which will help people with this open enrollment period coming up in October make choices for their Medicare option for 2021. And then if there are problems, you need advocacy, something doesn't seem to be working right, we also have the Center for Medicare Advocacy, which I run, and our number is 860-456-7790. And we have a very, very full website, medicareadvocacy.org. Our services are also free to all residents of Connecticut. And if you call the Center for Medicare Advocacy, a human being, very knowledgeable human being, will answer the phone from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every day. That's 860-456-7790. And Choices, again, to help with enrollment, 800-994-9422.
Kurt, in our final moments, I know you earlier this year were diagnosed with COVID-19. Just wanted to see how you're doing.
I'm doing absolutely great, Aaron. Thank you so much. I was lucky to have a very slight illness and made it through very, very well, and truly appreciate all the support I've gotten. I have participated in multiple clinical trials since then, the last one being a home antibody testing kit with my wife. We did that together, and it was quite the experience to go through that. While they watch you test yourself for antibodies, and they're not able to give you instruction, you have to read the instructions. So it was quite good. Thank you for asking. And I really want to say thank you for doing this at this so important time of the year. You know, the things that Judy talked about, you know, seeking information. I mean, from my perspective, having to deal with the questions that I get from patients about authorizations and delays and how come I can't have this service from the Medicare Advantage plan, I would say the place to start is not responding to one of those ads. The place to start is calling Choices, the number that Judy gave you. When it's time for you to make the choice about Medicare Advantage versus traditional Medicare, and talk it through with somebody, I highly encourage people to call the Choices line first, talk it through, and make an informed decision. It's very important.
He is Bristol Health President and CEO Kurt Barwis, joined by Judy Stein, Executive Director of the Center for Medicare Advocacy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks for listening to Face Connecticut. I'm Aaron Kupek. Enjoy the balance of your weekend.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.